Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that you have joined us on this live Sunday edition. Every Sunday, I'm here from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as we syndicate out across the land. We'll be covering a lot of important news around the world and here in the United States, as well as our home here in Central Texas, where this broadcast originates from, the geographical heart of Texas. Big developments this week in 9/11 truth. For those that don't know what that is, that's the majority of the American people now not believing the official 9/11 story, and a majority of that majority believing it's a total inside job carried out by criminal elements of our own government. The award-winning director and producer David Lynch, hundreds of major TV shows, Twin Peaks, films like The Elephant Man, just goes on and on. He's gone public questioning the official 9/11 story. We'll play about 2 minutes of that coming up in the next hour. Also, actor James Brolin, who's been in hundreds of movies and television programs, on The View earlier this week on national television, questioned the official 9/11 story. We'll be covering those developments for you as well. A parting shot from Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. She introduced articles of impeachment on Friday. We'll be breaking that down. A really scary story out of the New York Post. Top-level insiders are dumping their stock at a record level, the highest level we've seen in the last 20-plus years. We'll be breaking down what that has meant to the economy and the stock market in the past when we see this type of mass selling. Also, the United Nations, this is the London Telegraph, has downgraded the threat of man to global warming. They've downgraded how high the seas are going to be rising, as they predicted 10 years ago, and then again in 2001, that we'd all be drowning right now. That hasn't happened. And they're having to downgrade how much man contributes to global warming. I do believe we have global climatological climate change. There is a climate change happening, but that is due to mainly the sun heating up. So we'll go over some of the science, and they're having to now admit to that and address that. Also, the FDA rejects new limits on mercury in vaccines. That's right. You were told in the last 5 years in a big national PR campaign that mercury's been removed. Contrary to being removed, it's been massively increased. So we'll get into that for you as well. I also want to tell you the news behind the news on the Iraq study group, a group of whitewashing liars. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. They're putting the whole debate, trying to depoliticize it into this process, which is meant to make you forget about the war. It's not going to work. And I'll also talk about comprehensive annual financial reports, the fact that every county, city, state, federal government are running giant secret surpluses. Well, it's an open secret. The public doesn't know about it, but it's publicly available information. Huge economic news there we'll be covering a little bit later. Now, I don't normally get butterflies when I'm on the air. I have been doing 3 hours a day, 5 days a week on the radio since 1998. And at many points in my radio career, I've been doing dual shows per day. Now I do a broadcast on Sundays. I have done over 4,000 radio interviews in the last 6 years. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours coming up Tuesday night. Just a plug there for George Norrie's great program. My point is, I don't normally get butterflies. I've got butterflies. I'm nervous. I'm overwhelmed because I don't think I can do a good enough job telling you how powerful Apocalypto is. This is the best movie I have ever seen. I'm somewhat of a historical, it's a hobby to study Mesoamerica because it's so interesting. I have been all over Mesoamerica. I have been to many of the big public sites and to many of the sites that haven't even really been dug up. I was just down there earlier this year on the Guatemalan border in Yucatan in some very primitive areas in Costa Maya that haven't even been excavated entirely. And so with that in mind, My mother also is a, I guess she's got a degree in history, and she's been a big buff on Mesoamerica. And so I grew up being drug around in the jungles looking at these. But that's not why it's the best film I've ever seen. The history is so incredibly accurate. The cinematography is unspeakably good, a new standard. In fact, I hardly ever write notes for a radio show. I have 3 pages of notes here because there's so many facets to this film. Then there's a vicious, disgusting hit piece by Chris Garcia in the Austin American Statesman that makes me want to puke. So we'll go over that as well. And I see the phones are loading up. Folks, you're going to hear plugs to call in. We'll probably take calls by the end of the hour. I don't know, though. I mean, I've got to do some serious analysis and praise here for this film. And let me say this. There are very few things that make me, and I don't want this in the article. I've got 2 of my writers listening right now. They're going to write an article off of it. I'm so busy, I kind of rant on air, then they go vet all my facts and add more and then put it together. Steve Watson and Paul Watson, the dynamic duo, 2 brothers in England, are listening right now. We're going to have big reports out on this tomorrow. And I wanted to know, this article's important. Okay, I want it super good, and I know you guys can do it. Because they're also going to, again, take notes off what I'm saying here and write some big reports here. Please don't add the groveling part here. I just want the listeners to know that. And the issue I'm about to talk about right now is that there are a few regrets I have in my life. One of them is I have not pursued any type of relationship with Mel Gibson, even though I've had a chance to, even though I know the family. I'm just going to leave it there. I mean, frankly, I've got a director friend here in town, great guy, love knowing him because he's a neat, smart person, but I'm not starstruck. Rick Linkletter. I know Keanu Reeves. I know Winona Ryder. I know Woody Harrelson. I know about, you know, I'm good friends with Charlie Sheen. I love Charlie Sheen because his incredible courage to go public on 9/11 first, that's now caused David Lynch to go public and others that I was just mentioning earlier. Okay. But again, I'm not starstruck. I mean, I'm into inventors and scientists and people that stand up against tyranny and lawyers who represent the downtrodden. I mean, those are my rock stars. But let me just tell you something. I am starstruck by Mel Gibson. I mean, I thought The Passion of the Christ was avant-garde and amazing, and I was a big fan of it. But let me just tell you something. I am like a schoolgirl here, folks. I mean, I'd be one of those people yelling and screaming at a line, you know, now to talk to Mel Gibson and just tell him how great this is. So I'm going to write him a letter, and I know how to get it right into his hands. You know, the family are fans of my work. You know, I mean, you know, Mel Gibson knew about the New World Order before I was born. He always talks about it and speaks about it and has made films that have that underlying message in it. But I am frustrated that when he came to town, they couldn't tell me he was coming to town. I just got a little phone call saying, you might want to come this day to the Fantastic Fest at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar, where I screen all my films. Love it. Great theater. And they just said, you might want to come this day. And I said, oh, no, thanks, because I just got a message. No, thanks. I'm going to go visit family in East Texas. And I'm glad I visited family in East Texas a few months ago, but I miss being there. But in the very same theater that he first screened, the first place he screened it was Austin, Texas, I had a chance Friday night in the very same theater where he first screened it, first place he came to screen it, to a big public crowd, and I got a chance to sit there and watch it, and it totally blew me away. And a lot, it's going to go over a lot of people's heads. You know, it's got the violence for a certain level of folks, but you know, that's just making it accurate. And I just have to tell you, you got to go see this movie. But perhaps after you've heard me talk about it, then you'll understand why it's such a powerful film. And I'm sure you'll find it entertaining, riveting, terrifying, frightening. But if you have a background in Mesoamerica, if you've researched it, and then if you understand human societies, well, if you ever heard the show, you know I talk about the Aztecs, the overall Mayan culture, the Toltecs. You know I've discussed that here on air quite a bit and paralleled it with our society today. So this is near and dear to my heart, and it's Mel Gibson. And all I can say is, I mean, I was a fan before, but now I am just gaga over Mel Gibson. In fact, here are my notes. Let me just read through this first page, then we'll come back and I'll go over them. We now have the Mel Gibson standard. Okay, he is Stanley Kubrick on steroids. I'm also a big fan of Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick on steroids. He is the greatest living director. This film is off the chart powerful. Total immersion in the atmosphere. You are there. Suspended disbelief. The standard of casting, cinematography, the research. Oh, when we get back, I'll break down some of the film without giving away too much. And then tie it into modern day. InfoWars.com!
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas. Here's Alex Jones.
Yeah, Woody in Round Rock, Mandy in Connecticut. Jeff's in Pennsylvania. He says he disagrees with me about child kidnapping services. I mean, child protective services. We'll go to you first, Jeff, when I go to calls. But I need to get into Apocalypto, and then we'll take calls, and I'll get back into all the other world and national news here for folks listening across the country and worldwide on the Internet. Boy, I tell you, there is so much to cover here. Basically, I mean, every angle of this film, the casting uses, you know, real indigenous populations, 90%+. The cinematography shot in this new super digital format has a look I've never seen. Handheld look of some of it's the best I've ever seen it pulled off. I mean, this is avant-garde, or meaning totally new, you know, state-of-the-art, at every step of the film. So I mean it when I say that Mel Gibson is a greater director than Stanley Kubrick. There is no debating it in my mind, and I think that I had thought previously that was Stanley Kubrick, and it was Stanley Kubrick because he hadn't, you know, Mel Gibson hadn't made this film yet. I mean, Braveheart's excellent, so is the Passion of the Christ, but I mean they're A-plus films, but they weren't at Kubrick level. This is off the charts, off the charts. And there's a total immersion in the atmosphere. I have never seen a film be able to basically take me there like this film did. Just a whole new level. And there's so many levels to the film, so many different messages, and they're all good. It is a positive, buoying film. But that's in my notes later. I'll get to it. Number one, Gibson knows what we all really want, and we want the truth. And that's why the Patriot is the state, an out-of-control tyranny against the family, against ragtag forces, and it's historical. It's the same thing with William Wallace and his battle against the British in Braveheart. And it's what we witness in Apocalypto is the truth. The government isn't some good, loving, sweet thing that's going to take care of you. In almost every case in history, it is oppressive, it is brutal, it is murdering, and all you can count on is your family. Your family comes first, your tribe, your extended family, and Gibson focuses in on that. He shows the joys of fatherhood. I mean, this captures the ancient hunting ritual like no other film I've ever seen. This, for people that don't understand hunting, it isn't the killing of the animals. It is the tribal nature of it. It is what mankind is designed to do. Men getting together and going out and hunting. And so, again, that's just a tiny part of the film. And then the scene with the tribal elders around the fire early on in the film, I've seen them try to capture this in 50 other movies. And they've never captured something like this. I mean, you feel the ancestral memories. You know, all human beings, you know, come from this. And whether you're Germanic or Asiatic or African, it doesn't matter. It stirs instinctive memories. And I don't believe in reincarnation, folks. I mean, instinctive, you know, family memories, tribal memories, genetic race memories. This whole film stirs race memories because they were doing human sacrifice in Gaul and in what is Germany today. And they were doing human sacrifice in ancient Greece. There was human sacrifice in Asia, what is China today. I mean, the things you see in this film, the same thing has happened over and over again, and I'm going to explain when we get back from break why. And it details the horrors of unrestrained government and how sickos always get into control, and they always want to press on the nerve of power and abuse and dominate and terrorize populations. And so this is why this type of behavior is the norm, not the exception, in human society. Just the control freak exercise of power, the cult of power, and then the spectacles, how the people of the city feed on the people from the country, and the, you know, Britney Spears of their day, all in their garb and all so arrogant and haughty. The elites and their fancy headdresses and their beads, you know, with the front row seats to the human sacrifices. I see them as the decadent know-it-all petty yuppies of today who get upset if the line's too long or if their iPod doesn't work. Just these petty, decadent, weak people. It's illustrated perfectly, and it shows, just like the Roman Colosseum, which was a form of human sacrifice, more stylized, ritualized hunting, that the population would view. So the Romans, again, that was human sacrifice, just done in a different way, delivered, executed in a different format. You see the exact same Roman Colosseum type human sacrifice, and you know, Gibson isn't hardcore enough. He gets criticized by liberal anthropologists saying, well, it's just their culture. You can't say it's bad. You can't make a decision and say a culture is bad when the Nazi culture isn't bad. I happen to think it is. You know, a mass culture of death and destruction and murder and killing innocent people. No, that's a culture gone bad. Well, it's the same thing with the Aztecs that dominated and brought down, basically, those cultures. Unbelievable. So he did hold back in that they show a big pile of dead bodies of people they've sacrificed, and according to, you know, the guides and the books I've read and what's carved on the walls down there, that most of the people they would sacrifice were cut up and eaten in a ritualized activity. The heart was burned in ashes. So he held back with the crowds at the feet of the pyramids when they kicked the decapitated corpse down them. He held back because the crowds don't eat their flesh, which, according to most of the anthropologists and archaeologists and folks that have gone over the different primitive languages, it was actually complex, but by primitive I mean long, ancient languages, that is what they did. Just unbelievably accurate. And, you know, this UT, half-baked professor, assistant professor, this art professor who's in the Statesman criticizing it, says, well, when they're walking through a tunnel by one of the pyramids, it shows a head being severed and blood spurting out carved on the wall. And, that was from an earlier period. Just mindless nitpicking here, but doesn't deny that was mass sacrifice, just shows their moral relativism. For many years, I'll get on the radio and use the example of a culture gone bad to show Mesoamerica dominated by the Aztecs near the time of its collapse, which this film shows, how they would sacrifice tens of thousands on some holidays in a single day, not just when there were droughts or calamities, but when there was different astrological developments or on most days at different religious centers, when the sun rose and when it set, they would kill somebody to mark it. And people would email me or call and say, how dare you talk bad about their culture? You're just a racist. And I go, oh, well, I criticize the Druids sacrificing people. Oh, I criticize the Romans. I guess I'm against white people. No, I'm saying this is an evil culture. Well, you can't judge a culture. Okay, so Pol Pot wasn't bad. Stalin wasn't bad. Hitler wasn't bad. The Romans weren't bad. Feeding children to the lions, that's okay because it's just a culture. No, we need to make a moral decision. We need to discern. We need to say what's wrong and what's evil. And so we'll go over what this professor said later, and I'll finish up going through this film. But if they take your capacity to recognize evil away, then the evil can take over. Evil always seeks to remove the definition of evil. Evil always wants to take standards away so it can control you. We'll be right back after this news break. We'll get into your calls, too, as well.
Come on.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself to...
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
775905525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, callers, and I know you're there. We'll be taking calls at the end of this hour and into the next hour. But right now, I'm continuing with my treatise on Apocalypto. The most...
Cutting through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. In the history of the world, every empire, every civilization has fallen. Elites take over the society, they loot it. There's almost $4 trillion, according to the Associated Press, missing from the Pentagon. The Treasury has been totally looted. There's no good contracts everywhere. It's simple. The military-industrial complex owned by the large private central banks made a conscious decision to stop just overthrowing Iran or Guatemala or other third world countries. They said, hey, let's just overthrow the U.S. That's what Eisenhower warned you about. They overthrew the country. They use propaganda to convince even those that work in the news media that, oh, it's not that bad. They repackage all the tyranny and sell it to the population. And we sit here living in a soft tyranny, a dictatorship of the oligarchs. And now, because they've gotten so greedy, they're going to completely destroy the middle class, completely destroy the dollar, and completely destroy the country. We have now, for a full year, been inside the North American Union. The Council on Foreign Relations and the Security and Prosperity Partnership governmental body have released a report just a few weeks ago that CNN even covered, saying it's on track. The country has now been successfully brought into the American Union. And our military now, ground forces in Iraq, are 20%, according to an Army report, foreign, and most of them are Mexican. From Mexico, they're not U.S. citizens, and they are now saying that the majority of the force in the next 3 years will be, the majority of the ground force, infantry force, will be Latin American. There's also a lot of other foreigners mixed into that. And if you think that's pro-America, I'm sure it is. I know. Whatever they tell you. Troops breathing depleted uraniums, pro-America. Total destruction of the Bill of Rights, pro-America. I got one piece of solace for all you scum out there that love world government and love open borders and think you're a bunch of conservatives and you tune into all the baloney and you buy into it. The people you love, the people you bootlick, have destroyed your dollar. And they've destroyed your future. And I just want you to know they did it to you. You may smile at them while they rape you. Okay? And you may enjoy killing this country, but at least I have the solace knowing that you're going to get hurt in all this too. And I know you're weak-minded. Slaves, most slaves in history actually like their abusers. They make excuses for their abusers, and they go along with it. And so I would have to say 2006 is the death of this country. On this final show of the year, December 31st, 2001, I can tell you this has been the worst year in the 233 years of U.S. history since 1776. This has been the worst year in our history. I mean, when I say they abolished the Bill of Rights with H.R. 6166, go read the bill. Go read the analysis. Listen to what Ron Paul said reading it. I mean, go check in. And see, you don't know that America is the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You think it's plastic flags made in China by a slave. You think America's checkpoints. You think America is breathalyzers for your kids in the public schools and fences and shakedowns. You think America is topless bars and open borders. You think America is cheeseburgers and heart disease. You think America, that's what you think America is, okay? It isn't. That isn't what the U.S. was. It was land of the free, home of the brave, not land of the obese, surveilled, dumbed-down slaves, okay? And I'm mad about this country dying right in front of our eyes. I'm upset about my children, frankly, not having much of a future. I'm upset about the fact that that the military has been training to take our guns and take our private property. I said I'd take calls. I just don't know how you can read the Associated Press and the Boston Globe telling you about how our troops are foreigners. And I don't know how you can listen to generals shoot their mouth off about how after the next attack we're going to have martial law and how good it is. And I don't know how you can sit, I mean, what do you think tyranny is all about? Tyranny needs to be put in place so they can take your pension funds, and if you complain about it, you're going to go off to a forced labor camp if you're lucky. Tyranny is about being able to do whatever they want against you. It's about powerful people running your life and exercising power. That's what it's about. It's about the New World Order. And you may think irradiated food filled with toxic substances is the American dream. It isn't. Okay? And you may think I don't even know what to say anymore. I don't even know what to do anymore. You know, I'm here on New Year's Eve. I'm not going to be out getting drunk. I'm not going to be out stuffing my belly. You know what I'm going to be doing after I leave here tonight? I'm going down to my studio to work on a film I'm making about world government. And you know why I do that? I do that because I desperately want to see these criminals pay. And I desperately want you to wake up and understand that private banks own both parties. And that they sit up there and they snicker and they laugh at you. And because I want you to know the truth, and I want you to know as things get worse and worse in this country, I want you to know who did it to you. Because that's the sickest thing of all. I got to watch the globalists carry out 9/11 and then stand up there on TV and take credit as saviors. Stand up there on television on top of the rubble piles and be praised as heroes. It makes me want to puke. You know, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run. You know, just don't listen to me. Fine. Do what you do. Deny. Make excuses. Okay. Foreign trips are good. And I remember reading federal documents a decade ago when Bill Clinton announced they were going to have Homeland Security in multiple speeches. And they laid out an ambitious plan of how they were going to have federal emergency management centers as emergency centers locally, where the FBI, the CIA, and the military would command your local police and your local government. Guess what I have in front of me today from the Washington Post. Localities operate intelligence centers to pool terror data. Fusion facilities raise privacy worries as a wide range of information is collected. You know, when you read a mainstream news article, you can tell when it's just some dumbbell reporter who just buys into the general propaganda and regurgitates it, and you can tell when you're dealing with a real snake. And let me tell you, the Washington Post and New York Times are full of them. Liberal media. They just play that good cop, bad cop game with you all day, and it sure fools you, doesn't it? That's why these people are in control, because they're smart. Because this story starts out calling it local intelligence centers. And the whole thing is about how they're local and how they're locally controlled and how that's bad and how they need to be federally controlled. Now, that's a lie inside a fraud inside spin. These things are federally paid for, federally built, federally run. And they know people are worried about federal control. And so they come out and talk about these centers and then say they're locally controlled and then spin it that there's a problem and say that we need to have federal control over them. Man, that's slick. That's more than slick. Localities operate intelligence centers to pool terror data. I know. Was that complex for you out there listening? I know. It wasn't somebody just saying liberal, liberal, liberal over and over again when their books are published by the Council on Foreign Relations and their New World Order liberals scamming you. See, don't you understand that? You haven't figured that out yet. This is complex. Freedom is complex. I said I'd go to your calls. These are federal control arms, where they track every one of you by your cell phone in the real time. They can type in a code and listen like that to everything you're saying. We'll be right back. I'll go straight to your call. Stay with me.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games.
Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, wristies.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
From the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
That's right. The New World Order didn't take over the U.S. with an invading army like Hitler going into France or Czechoslovakia or Poland. They just came in with lobbying money, bought off our politicians, set up federal standardized police training, took over our police, took over our military. Now they're making our military foreign, and they're openly talking about martial law. They've openly abolished the Bill of Rights. 2006 was a hellish year for this country. Now, again, the country is gone. We've been in the North American Union from January 1st of this year through now. They are merging all the federal agencies. They are having secret governmental meetings. That's in the Canadian and Mexican papers. U.S. media knows to not say a word unless it's Lou Dobbs. They stay in line. They keep their stinking jobs. That's just how it works. 3 months ago up in Canada, had the heads of all three state departments there, CEOs all there. They were signing agreements, doing the deals, merging it all. Business owners all over the country are getting their new North American Union ID number instead of their tax ID number. It's all happening. Business owners are calling left and right going, yeah, it says it now. But a good old boy, he'll just stick their belly out. And I've heard, they've even called me and emailed me. Yeah, it's time for America to change. Old Bush is doing a good job. You see, because they're not conservatives. They're not Americans. They're cowards. What they do is go find the establishment and bow down and suck its boots. That's what they're social climbers. They climb the ladder. That's all they've done in their lives is yes, 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 yes. Whatever the establishment says is, whatever the most popular thing put out by the government is, whatever the line is, they're going to repeat it. And good, repeat it. Repeat it. Tell me the economy's great. Tell me you love the dollar being devalued. Tell me you love that because that was a policy of the government. Tell me you love the Iraq war. I mean, how dumb do they think the American people are? How stupid do they think the American people are? I'm asking you this question out there, listeners. How stupid do they think we are? Pretty darn stupid, obviously. The official plan was to never leave Iraq, to build permanent bases all over it, to break it in three parts, and I was telling you that a year before the war. People call me, go, oh, you're so smart, how'd you know? Because they told us that's what they do. They tell you in the actual policy reports, that's how dumb they think that we are. They admit within government what they're going to do, then they go out and have their public announcements, knowing the media will never even contradict them because it's owned by the very same defense contractors that are making money off the war. So even those of you out there that are into the war, because it's simulated manhood, like a football game for you, that's how you're tough, is you eat pizza and drink beer in front of the TV and watch bombs go off and precision-guided munitions, and you feel powerful. I mean, I understand. You can't find Iraq. You've got a low IQ. You're scum. You don't really care about the troops, I understand. But for you, that's patriotism. And so they lie to you and say, we're going to be gone in 6 months. Mission accomplished. We're going to be gone in 1 year. We promise. And then they say, we'll leave as soon as we can declare victory. Victory isn't meant to be declared. It's like the war on drugs. Other polls out there that show the similar numbers. people now, for the first time in modern history, don't trust either party. In the past, we always got fooled by the good cop, bad cop, charlatan parlor trick they played on us, and they could double team us. And one party be in, one party be out. Not anymore, folks. Putting the Democrats in was some desperate move by the anti-war American people, hoping they do the right thing. And the Democrats just said, no, 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 we're going to put more troops in, and we're going to stay there forever. And people went, whoa. So I know you're mad like I am. When I talk about scum, I'm talking about people out there that call themselves conservatives who are not conservatives. I'm talking about people out there who call themselves liberals, who aren't even liberals. I mean, what do those terms even mean? You look at Hillary Clinton and George Bush, they vote almost identically on every issue but one or two. And those are political football issues that they never plan to settle because they want to keep using them to give you the illusion of choice. It's like if you go in a restaurant and they tell you you've got a choice of a hot dog or a hamburger. That's really no choice at all, folks. You need a choice not to go to that restaurant. You understand? Republicans and Democrats are just two different things on a menu at a certain restaurant. It's two different arms on the same creature. And do you know what tyranny and bondage is like? Because they're setting it up all around us. The Army Times reported this year that they will use foreign troops. Please don't. Even if you believe what I'm saying, I want you to go pull it up. I mean, I want you to know it's true. Of course, they're busy saying how good it is, of course. See, we can take their news, we're telling you how good all this is, and then we can unspin it. Of course, they actually signed the deal 4 years ago to use Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, patrol the U.S. and deal with American terrorists. Because foreigners will take your guns. Foreigners will do whatever they're told to do. All right, I promise, nothing but open phones in the second hour. I know the phones have been loaded the whole show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The statistics.